It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer. Kent, as part of our ongoing conversations about how to reduce housing insecurity in Wisconsin, we turn to Brown County with Lydia Van Thiel, Project Implementation Director for the Greater Green Bay Blueprint to Prevent and End Homelessness. And this plan underway contains strategies and actions and tasks. Lydia also leads the Service Providers Committee within the Brown County Homeless and Housing Coalition. You can join the discussion at any point. Call in with a question or comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Lydia, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, turning to last year, more than 550 people experiencing homelessness in Brown County, according to the Point in Time survey from the Institute for Community Alliances. What is driving the growth?
Yeah, so I mean, I think we know that the lack of affordable housing nationwide, but very much locally as well. This has been going on for a while, but is significantly growing and impacting communities all over. The impacts of COVID are definitely impacting this as well. So we're seeing the effects of mental health and social isolation are still trickling down from COVID, and you know, the rising costs of living and wages are really largely just staying the same, and so people are having to make up that income gap. Pandemic financial aid and eviction moratoriums have ended, but they weren't really addressing the root causes, and a lot of people were racking up past due rent in the eviction moratorium ended, and so a lot of people were getting evicted because of that. So really the impacts of COVID are a huge piece of things. Mental health and addiction are obviously big impacts as well, but really it comes down to this lack of real affordable realistic housing for our community members that are lower income.
And we're going to turn to housing in a moment in what you set out to do in Brown County. But I want to first look at the shelter situation. Brown County having three emergency shelters to support the homeless population. Are shelters in the region accessible? And how are they doing?
Yeah. So definitely, you know, the need for low barrier shelters is really important in our communities. Having shelters be available regardless of whether or not somebody is struggling through an addiction or maybe has a criminal past. And so wanting to ensure that we're getting people off the streets and into services and into ultimately housing is number one. So definitely locally, we're seeing that shelters are struggling with longer wait lists, and people are staying in shelters longer than they were in the past because of this blockage of affordable housing or accessible housing for them. And so with that in mind, people are staying longer. Shelters aren't opening up as much as they were in the past. And so those wait lists are getting longer. People are sleeping in their vehicles or out on the streets a little bit longer than they may have in the past. So,
do you mean wait lists to be able to access a shelter, like running out of space?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So we have one locally in Green Bay here. We have one shelter of last resort, which is open November through end of April. So it is open right now, and they do not turn people away. They don't have a capacity, and that's St. John's Ministries. And so the other shelters in the area are full at capacity, and those are year-round shelters.
We're talking about Green Bay's approach to address homelessness. Lydia Van Thiel with us, Project Implementation Director for the Greater Green Bay Blueprint to Prevent and End Homelessness. You can join in with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Green Bay is in year two of this five-year action plan to address homelessness. Which key strategies do you see underway to improve and expand shelter services first?
Yeah, that's a great question. So We have been working hard at trying to accomplish as many tasks in the blueprint as possible. There are five strategies, and about within those strategies are 98 tasks. So it is quite comprehensive. And with that being said, we are trying to pull the work forward. So some things that have been done locally, we have the Brown County Housing Authority and Integrated Community Solutions have incentivized landlords to participate in the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program by offering landlords a chunk of money to essentially rent to people with those vouchers. And so that has really been moving the work forward in that realm, and building relationships with landlords has been really important for us in the last couple of years, listening to landlords and what they're needing. And so that program alone has had 43 new landlords in the past 11 months sign on to Housing Choice Vouchers, which is really exciting. Brown County has also provided the Brown County Homeless and Housing Coalition with $20,000 in ARPA grants to be able to provide people with lived experience, people experiencing homelessness with IDs, identification, mm-hmm. birth certificates, photo IDs, driver's license, to be able to help them quicker access housing. So definitely trying to work towards some of the different strategies, working on building relationships and trying to create some longer lasting collaborations and networks with other sectors, including healthcare, employment services, law enforcement, and really trying to build this larger system of care network.
So with five strategies, nearly 100 tasks, has this blueprint, is it being implemented in the way you envisioned, in the way you thought it would?
Yeah, that's so Corporation for Supportive Housing is a national organization, and they came into the community in 2020 and 2021 to help us put the blueprint together. So they did put the blueprint and put it together in a way that suggested how we could get the blueprint implemented. Now, it didn't work out exactly for our community. And so we are in the process of kind of reassessing what that looks like specifically for our community and our local coalition. And so we're reassessing different work groups and players on how we can get the work done and who needs to be engaged into the work in order to ensure that we actually do complete some of those strategies within the blueprint. So we are in the midst of kind of reassessing and realigning some of this work right now. Part of the goal is to create some work groups, and part of it is organizations are just taking on some of those strategies that align with their mission and align with their organizational goals and are just moving the work forward on their own.
Are there any tasks in the blueprint that could be considered complete that you have checked off?
Yeah, some of those strategies I mentioned earlier with mm-hmm. The Housing Authority offering incentives to landlords and building relationships with landlords. Those that ARPA dollars for providing people experiencing homelessness with IDs and identifications. We also have one task that is increase culturally inclusive childcare into the community, and our Brown County United Way, COMSA, and Family and Child Care Resources of Northeast Wisconsin partnered to create a training program for our Somali population on becoming certified child care instructors. And so that they're looking to develop that too more into working with the Hispanic population. So there are definitely a few tasks that we've accomplished, and some of them are small in just terms of bringing a group of people together and having conversations or educating service providers on the Green Bay Metro system. And so some of those things are definitely easy to accomplish, and some of them are a little bit more intensive and are going to take a little bit longer to accomplish. But we accomplished about, I would say, 20 to 25 tasks have been complete. And so we're just moving forward. And also work begets more work. So
Work
some of
begets
those,
more work. Yes.
yes. So some of those tasks we complete, and then we'll
It
have to
opens
continue.
new doors. Yes. Lydia
Yes.
Van Thiel is with the Brown County Homeless and Housing Coalition and Project Implementation Director for the Greater Green Bay Blueprint to Prevent and End Homelessness. Be part of this conversation. Call in with a question. Share your perspective. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The greater Green Bay area went through a planning process a few years ago and published a blueprint in 2021 with strategies, actions, and tasks aimed at solving homelessness in the region. We learn about that plan with Lydia Van Thiel, Project Implementation Director of the Greater Green Bay Blueprint to Prevent and End Homelessness. And you can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234. Lydia, we heard from Nina in Menasha called in to say that their nephew's rent was recently raised from $800 a month to $1,300 a month when the building was bought by another company. And Nina is concerned that such steep rate hikes could result in homelessness and wonders if there is perhaps a legal recourse for renters in a situation like this.
Yeah, that is that's happening all over, and those larger companies are coming in, and sometimes even out of state companies coming in and buying up rental properties, and it's really very concerning, and definitely is impacting people and driving up our homeless numbers. So now there definitely is some thoughts about, you know, reaching out to fair housing and that sort of thing, but unfortunately there is really some restrictions on what renters can do, and so it is impacting people, and unfortunately there's not a ton of recourse that renters have.
Okay, Nina, thank you so much for contributing that. The Brown County Homeless and Housing Coalition is working to create a fair chance housing ordinance in Green Bay and Brown County. What is this?
Yeah, so a fair chance housing ordinance is listed in the blueprint and is something that we haven't really addressed here directly, but essentially that is ensuring that people with criminal backgrounds have access to housing in the same way. So that others do. And so we really haven't gotten to the nitty gritty locally on how we're going to try to address that, but it really will take some legislative advocacy and partners working together to try to pass an ordinance like that, whether it's locally or potentially even statewide.
Let's bring on Tim in Hollandale. Tim, hi. What would you like to share?
This country needs to pay its labor force a livable wage. We've been catering to the rich for over 20 years. There's a thing in this country called the working homeless. If you have a job, you should not be homeless. This country has gotten to a point where we need to do something or it's going to break, and for sure, we will lose the number one spot if we destroy what's left of our labor force, which is pretty much already decimated.
Tim, thank you for calling in. Lydia, what do you make of that sentiment?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. People are really struggling, living paycheck to paycheck without having or being able to build a savings. It's really easy to fall into homelessness. And there are a lot, I mean, the misconception is that people experiencing homelessness are not working, but that's just not true. A lot of them are working, but they're not getting paid enough to be able to save up for security deposit and first month's rent and all of those costs that come with getting into housing and be able to sustain themselves and the housing with the way the rent prices are. So that's definitely a huge concern.
the blueprint says that more than 6,100 rental units are needed by 2040 to fit the needs of low-income residents in the Green Bay region. What does the blueprint call for in creating that influx of new units?
Yeah, so part of the strategies within the blueprint suggest to find new and innovative ways to build housing in general, but especially affordable housing. And so trying to utilize the tax increment financing, affordable housing extension, and looking at restructuring debt on existing multifamily properties, and some of those kinds of unique ways to look at what we're doing. Building housing is very expensive already, but building affordable housing is even more difficult. So you have to access some of those WIDA tax credits and tax grants, and it becomes very difficult to build. And so definitely within the city of Green Bay and locally, we're trying to find innovative ways to make that happen.
I imagine that's the crux, right? Because the new housing, it's new housing, and it has to be affordable enough for people who are trying to stabilize their life after homelessness. So that is tricky in order to set that rent amount.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just going to mention, we talked with Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, joined us recently to discuss their housing first approach. And the mayor said the program supports people who are prone to housing insecurity due to struggles with substance use.
If you pair housing with them first, it puts them in a better position to be able to overcome those challenges that they have and not go back into a situation where they find themselves to be unhoused.
Lydia, what are you looking toward in Milwaukee's practices that you might want to apply in the Green Bay area?
Great question. So we are trying to build permanent supportive housing here locally. One of the projects that that we actually have talked with Milwaukee about in terms of their Autumn West program, which they operate as a safe haven, we are looking to develop something similar, which is peer-run housing. And that specifically is trying to address the chronic homeless population. And that would be people with mental health or addiction issues that are really pervasive and really then are causing struggles for them to be able to even access shelter, congregate living shelters. And so we're trying to put something like that together, which would be peer-run support. So it would be certified peer specialists kind of operating the programming and building those relationships with people experiencing homelessness to help them move forward. The goal would be that it's a single room occupancy, so they have their own space. They don't have to be in this large room full of people, which hopefully if they have some significant mental health issues will really help them be able to stabilize and self-actualize. And so that is kind of one of the big things that we've been kind of having conversations with Milwaukee and their Autumn West program and how we could develop something like that here. And we also really want permanent supportive housing projects locally, and have been a few organizations, a few nonprofits are really looking into how we can make that happen.
In our last moments together, as we look at the greater Green Bay Blueprint to Prevent and End Homelessness as a document, a living document, I should say, Lydia, I wonder just what are the ongoing conversations like, and how will the blueprint be revisited and updated to address changing needs in your region?
Yeah, we have been having conversations, like I said, about how we can realign and reassess some of the work that we've been doing. So we do have a few work groups already meeting. One is around working with landlords and trying to build tenant trainings and landlord trainings, and ultimately create a landlord risk mitigation fund. Which would be able to provide landlords with a sense of security in renting to people with barriers. So we're headed in the right direction in terms of making that happen. We just created a landlord survey We also have a work group going to address mental health and AODA concerns when somebody is experiencing homelessness and how we can help them stabilize in a safe environment. We have another work group that's just started to talk about how we can increase pathways to employment and engage employers into the conversation of addressing homelessness as well. So
a
some
lot
of those
happening
are
in the mix. Yes. Yeah. Lydia, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was great to talk with you.
Lydia Van Thiel is Project Implementation Director for the Greater Green Bay Blueprint to Prevent and End Homelessness. We're producing a range of conversations about homelessness. Find more at WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.